Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
We turn to our ESPN NFL insider, Adam Schefter. He's presented by your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. Adam, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
All right, help us out with these IR rules. Now, you can bring two guys back off of IR, but the guys that are on IR, even if you don't bring them back, can they still return to practice with you?
No. I don't believe that's the case. I'd have to double check, but my understanding, again, off the top of my head, is you are only allowed to practice if you're off IR. You can't practice while you're on the IR list. So that's one of the disadvantages that Drew Lock now has being on IR. He can't practice with the team.
Do you get 2 weeks, though? Do you get this two-week window? Do all the guys on IR get a two-week window to practice? And then it's up to the team to decide whether or not we want to activate you or not. And then if we don't activate you, then you're shut down again for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I believe that's accurate. And I also think that the teams have a pretty good idea about who is going to be physically ready and capable to come back off IR, to bring back, and the players who aren't. So they're not going to start a window on a guy, bring him back to practice, if they know there's no chance of that happening. So it's pretty controlled, pretty organized. There's thought that goes into it, and they know what to do about it.
You know, Adam, we were discussing the IR issue with the Broncos, and, okay, Theo Riddick is another player. And I'm excited about Philip Lindsay. I think he should get more opportunities. I'm just trying to figure out if the Broncos do bring back Theo Riddick, and you're taking away more opportunities from Philip Lindsay of touching the football, how is that dynamic going to play out?
I mean, Mike, that is such a down-the-line thing, and as excited as they can be about Theo Riddick, let's just keep in mind, again, this is a player, this is not a shot, that got released. Philip Lindsay, to me, I use the words of people that have watched him in front offices that I've spoken to from other teams. They describe him to me as a quote-unquote special player, and I just think you're talking about somebody in Philip Lindsay that his work stands on its own, and is not going to be affected, shouldn't be affected, by the return, the potential return, of Theo Riddick. Theo Riddick is a useful player. I like him. Has had a productive career, is a weapon, all those things. I just think Philip Lindsay, to me, I'm jaded and biased by what I've heard from other teams and the way that they've spoken about Philip Lindsay. And so that's just how I think about it.
Adam, many of us are trying to figure out what exactly the intent was for the Broncos when they restructured Joe Flacco's contract and adding some $24 million of dead cap money over the next 2 years. What is your read of it? Is it a clear message that the Broncos believe Joe Flacco is their quarterback, going to be their quarterback beyond this year?
Well, they restructured at the time of the trade, correct?
No, this happened over the last few weeks.
I didn't even see that, okay? So I'd have to sit down and look at the numbers. I was unaware of that. I'd have to sit down and see and talk to people about what the intent was behind it. So I'm not qualified to answer that right now, but I'm happy to try to get that answer for next Thursday.
Fine. Perfect. We'll do that. All right, let's go around the NFL and get into some NFL stories happening right now. The Patriots are playing tonight, and their schedule has been just pillow soft. In fact, 5-18, the opponent's combined record. Mike Golic from your network tweeted out it's the tied for the second weakest strength of schedule since the 1970 merger. Is there anything, is there anything the NFL can do to make sure these kind of schedule inadequacies, inequalities crop up?
I don't think there's a thing. And I think the way that they do the schedule is designed to avoid this exact type of situation. Now, you know, the Patriots are smart. The schedule is designed to avoid these types of situations. And it just so happens that it has not worked out the way the NFL would have wanted or intended. And if you just look at the quarterbacks the Patriots have faced on a week-to-week basis, it's been unbelievable, right? I mean, they've gotten, very rarely have they gotten a standard starting quarterback. They got Josh Allen against Buffalo, but they got Luke Falk 1 week. They're going to get Daniel Jones tonight, but they're getting a Giants team tonight that's missing Saquon Barkley, Wayne Gallman, Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram. And the NFL can't do anything about that scheduling-wise. Like, that's the luck of the draw. This is the 1 week that you wanted to draw the Giants, and the Patriots drew them when you'd want to do it. And it just seems like it's that basically they have tremendous luck with these sorts of situations. And I don't think there's a single thing the league could do because the league designed it as such to avoid this, and it just so happened that it didn't go that way this year.
Busy with Adam Schefter, do you see the possibility of a big-name coach wanting the Redskins' job?
Well, it depends on how we're defining big name. Again, there are only 32 of them, so somebody's going to want the job. The question is who. And what big name is out there that's free that can go take that job? You tell me. Give me a big name.
Well, Pritch, you and I were talking about you. You've heard some whispers, rumblings about Urban Meyer.
Yeah, they're just trying to link him and Dwayne Haskins, I believe, Adam.
It would make a lot of sense. Do I think he'd have interest? It would depend on his health, and I don't know what his health is right now.
I guess the question is, does anybody want to work with Daniel Snyder?
Listen, here's what I would say, whether it's Daniel Snyder or anybody. For the right offer and the right price, everybody's willing. For years, we heard that players wouldn't want to go play in City X. Players don't want to go to Buffalo, Green Bay, Jacksonville, whatever. You pick the market. Let me just tell you something. If the right offer is given to somebody, be it a player or a coach, they're going where they got to go. And I think that that's true of the head coaching job in Washington, working with Daniel Snyder, or any city that you want to come up with for another opening. Teams can make things happen, and it's up to them to go do that. Somebody will be interested in that job. Maybe it's not exactly who they want, but somebody definitely will be interested.
Adam, one more for you. After Nick Bosa's plant the flag celebration sack dance the other night, there's been a lot of gleeful piling on of Baker Mayfield. What is the sense of people you talk to around the league? Did they think that the Browns' hype was too much too soon? And is there a certain satisfaction in what's happening to Baker and the Browns right now?
I mean, this is so American, right? It's like building somebody up, you know, love an underdog, the Browns are, and then just let's go tear them down, right? That's what we do. And the Browns were built up as much as anybody during the offseason. People thought that what they were doing was exceptional, and they did do a great job of procuring talent. But they also left some weaknesses that have been exposed this season. The offensive line was a major question mark heading into the year and looked like it was a major question mark on Monday night against a talented San Francisco front. And I think Baker Mayfield is a guy that people love or hate. He's a very polarizing figure. And so people are laying in wait. Like the Richard Sherman story this week, it is so overdone in my mind. And somehow, Baker Mayfield becomes a part of it, and it becomes a referendum on how he's been viewed around the league and whether people are gunning for him. And he didn't do anything wrong at all. And, again, there have been times when it's, I think, fair game to discuss Baker Mayfield and talk about what he's doing. But it's a situation where, to me, I don't think he deserved any of this week. And the Browns, I guess people have been waiting to tear them down.
All right, Adam, we will talk to you again next week. We'll get your thoughts on the Joe Flacco contract restructure. You've had the proper time to take a look at it and get some reaction to that. Thank you, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
All right, Adam Schefter, he's presented by your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First Bank.
banking for good.